This meeting is being recorded for those who would like to view it later, and it can be found on the Career Chats website. That has all our past speakers and all our upcoming speakers as well. So for today, our guest speaker is Vivek Hungund. He's the engineering manager of analytics at Tinder, and his work includes collecting and aggregating data related to user behavior in the Tinder app to help improve users' experience. So let's get started. First of all, can you tell us a little bit more about your job, what you do?
Sure. So, at Tinder, people are swiping all the time. People are chatting all the time. People, you know, there's we have users from all over the world doing all these types of things in the app. And we record a lot of that data. We don't record things like, you know, personal things like photos or things like that, but we record users' behavior. So what my team does is help collect and aggregate all this information so that the analysts and product managers and other people throughout the organization, executives, can understand what's going on. So the data we collect determines like whether we help determine whether like a new product launch is successful. So for example, last year, maybe 2 years ago, we had a feature where we can do like group swiping. So it's less like individual, you can do it with your friends. We collected a lot of data around like how are people using it, like what parts of the world people were using it in, things like that. And we were able to do some really good analysis. So these days we're a much bigger organization. And we're collecting, you know, we have a lot of, we have like dozens of experiments, like people in different parts of the world can have a different, like a user experience than people in certain other parts of the world, or, there's a lot of different things going on in the app. So we have to collect all of that data and make sure that, everything that we're building, everything that we're, showing to the public is working for our customers.
That's great. And can you tell us a little bit about your daily routine? Like, what did you do today?
Daily routine, it differs every day. So our team, analytics engineering, we sit between the engineers, the people that are building all of the data pipelines, the app and everything, and the analysts. And analysts are more business focused, and they're the ones that are analyzing the data. So it depends day to day, it changes. The past few days we've been working with a new database, so I've been working on getting performance up there, so when people ask questions about our data, they get answers quickly. So I've been working on the performance aspect of this new database that we've been rolling out. So yeah, I mean, otherwise a lot of meetings, especially since we've been working from home. It's a lot harder to keep in touch with just, you know, everyday colleagues and asking them, you know, questions I used to be able to just, that would take 10 seconds and like go and, you know, tap them on the shoulder and ask questions. Now I have to schedule meetings. So we get a lot more time on Zoom these days too. So that's one of the disadvantages of working from home, but it's kind of the new normal.
Let's take a few steps back. Can you tell us what kind of student you were in high school? Did you study any classes, take any classes that pertains to what you do today?
What kind of student was I? I got good grades, I guess. Which was kind of an advantage when I got to college, because I took a lot of AP classes, so I was able to, when I got into college, I started with some credits under my belt, which allowed me to kind of take a lot of diverse courses, like things that I maybe wouldn't have otherwise. I've always tried to to learn and to take classes in as a diverse set of fields as possible. Just for the fact about, just for the sake of curiosity, the sake of learning and having a diverse set of influences, I think kind of helps you be a more well-rounded person. So I mean, in high school, I played sports. I was in the math club. I was in science club. I said I took some AP courses. I mean, I tried, you know, just a regular high school kid, I think. So.
And what about college? Where did you go to school and what were your majors?
For my undergraduate, I went to New York University. I graduated in 2003. My major was mathematics, and I had three minors: German, philosophy, and computer science. I didn't really pursue mathematics after, like, strictly mathematics after my bachelor's degree, but it's helped me a lot in working in the computer engineering field. And in 2007, 2008, I got a master's degree. I graduated from USC, University of Southern California, down here in LA. I majored in computational linguistics, which is a hybrid program between the computer science department and the linguistics department. Again, like, you know, even in higher education, bachelor's and master's, I kind of tried to have a diverse set of, like, fields that I could study and choose from.
Can I ask why you chose those specific schools?
To be honest, a lot of it was money. Like, not necessarily just money, but near NYU, I got some scholarship there. I also liked that I grew up in New York. So NYU was pretty close to home, to my parents' house. Again, going back to the money, like, it's one of the things on my mind when I was going to school was how much debt students have after they graduate. So that was, you know, I was cognizant of that. So the fact that I got some money from them, you know, kind of helped me get a kind of a head start after I graduated. You know, I didn't have as much debt to pay back. USC, it was great. It was a good choice because my family is here. Elena is my niece, so her mom is my sister. So it was nice to come out to LA and have the opportunity to live, you know, near my sister and my family again. USC was also a great school, I think, for this program, for engineering. So that was another attractive feature of USC.
Going back to your current job, how long have you been there?
I've been at Tinder for more than 4 years, almost 4.5 years now, which is a lifetime in the tech world.
And why did you choose Tinder or your job?
I initially came here because I was at my previous company for about 5 years. And like I said, like, 4 or 5 years in a tech company these days is like, you know, a really long time. So I was ready to move on. I interviewed at a bunch of places, but I was referred to Tinder by one of my ex-colleagues. We got along back maybe 10 years ago when we were working together. I figured I'd take the interview. I was really impressed with the company, with my colleagues, the people that interviewed me, with like the engineering culture, the company culture. I don't regret it. You know, I've been here, like I said, 4.5 years. It's been a great ride. It's been the best place I've worked at. So it's yeah, it's a great place to work.
And what are the qualifications, some qualifications that you needed for your job?
Qualifications. When I was hired, I needed programming experience. I program these days mostly in Python. I write a lot of SQL for querying the database. So there's some like technical requirements. I think since I've become a manager, I've done a lot of training just in kind of human resources and people, fostering communication and kind of trying to build up my direct reports and trying to help other people succeed. So my role has transitioned over the years. I'm less engineering focused these days and kind of more on this manager kind of helping other people kind of advance their technical careers. In terms of other qualifications, I mean, you know, Tinder's a very relaxed place. So, you know, people, you know, managers and managers aren't that demanding. But so you get a long leash. But if you're not performing, they can kind of, you know, things can go bad. You know, they give you the freedom, but they expect a lot. So it's you know, you have to be kind of a responsible person if you're gonna work in a place like Tinder.
Do you have any advice for someone trying to pursue a similar career?
I mean, I think the biggest thing, especially if you're going to go into engineering, especially software engineering, is just keep doing it. Like you can do projects. These days it's so easy to just do projects on your own, build stuff. Just kind of build up a portfolio, even if you're not like a computer science major. You don't have to be. You don't have to be an engineering major if you want to work in tech companies. If you want to work in the engineering department of tech companies. But if you have, you know, a repertoire, if you have, if you have your own personal experience, you know, building software, you know, I think it goes a long way. And like, I think these days more than like, you know, your degree or, you know, where you study, it's a lot of it is about, in the interviews, it's just about like what you know and like how you can perform. So really, the best way to get good at something is to just do it a lot. So if you want to do, you know, get into engineering and programming, then you can just do it.
We have a couple questions in the chat box. The first one is, what qualities are companies like Tinder looking for in a future employee?
As I mentioned, I think like being responsible is one. Even with our interns and our, you know, junior level employees, we let them kind of, you know, we give them projects and we give them guidance, but day to day we're not like on their tails about, you know, what they're doing. So being responsible, knowing what to get, knowing how to get things done. I think also one of the big things that I like is asking but asking questions, especially for younger employees. You know, they may not know the whole ecosystem or like, you know, how everything works, but if you ask questions, I appreciate it because it shows me that you're interested in the job and that you're learning to grow. Yeah, I think those are some of the big things. You know, it's not necessarily like, oh, I built this crazy app that, you know, is doing this and this and this. I think a lot of it is kind of these personal qualities and how tenacious you are, how much, you know, obviously, you know, you need some of the technical knowledge, but it's a lot of these kind of softer skills that are also really important.
And what extracurriculars would you recommend high schoolers take to be on a similar pathway?
It's been a long time since I've been in high school. When I started, like, I don't know. When I started, they had one programming course. But yeah, I mean, there's a ton of these online courses. I think, you know, if you can, you know, just choose one, you know, just if you can start getting comfortable with a programming language, in some senses, like if you can learn one language, you can essentially learn them all. They're like a lot of them, most of them big languages today are like function similarly. So if you kind of get the concepts down, you can build on that as you grow. But in terms of extracurriculars, these online courses are great. I think some of my colleagues have taken some from Coursera. I think that's some that a lot of people have recommended. I don't know. I mean, I think more than anything else is high school students focus on like developing yourself. Don't necessarily think about a career just yet, but that's just me.
Yeah, you mentioned Python earlier. What's the best way to learn that program?
There's a ton of tutorials online. I say just pick one and stick to it. Like I said, it's a skill. Like programming is, I think especially at the start can be a little intimidating. But it's just like any other skill. The more you do it, the better you get at it. And I mentioned like Coursera. I don't even think you need a Coursera course to pick up Python, but you can find anything online. I think there's a ton of them online that you can choose and to learn in Python. There's nothing in particular that comes to mind though.
Okay, and we have a question. Do you know any websites online that provides projects so that high schoolers can build on those skills?
Yeah, let me think of the one. I think it's called Code Academy. I think Code Academy is the name of the one that some of my younger colleagues have used recently. You get different questions to solve, and then you can program answers, program solutions to all these different questions. I think it's called Code Academy. That was one that a lot of people.
Going back to college, did you participate in any research?
In research, yeah. In undergrad, I worked on a cool project. It was an art project for some celebration in Rome, Italy. Unfortunately, I didn't get to go to Italy, but it was a project. It's this art project. So there's this river in Rome, the Tiber River. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. But these artists were working on an installation in the river where they would kind of they try and like float these balls of light down the river. So I helped them model the behavior of these lights as they floated down the river. So they would kind of like, you know, they could show what they wanted to. So I helped them kind of devise like, you know, how to place the balls and the lights in the water. It was pretty cool.
Go ahead.
And then at USC for my master's degree, I worked actually for a professor who was in the School of International Relations, like politics. he was a pretty interesting guy, but I helped him write some software for his undergraduate students. So there's a concept in game theory, or there's a game in game theory called The Prisoner's Dilemma. I'd look it up, it's pretty interesting. But I helped write software that he could use with his students to model The Prisoner's Dilemma. And so his students could kind of play the game against each other, and they'd use it for some of their research projects. So that was a fun one too.
What advice could you give to your high school self?
I think be more open. I think, I don't know. I feel like I wasn't afraid of things, but just be more open to trying new things, meeting new people. Take risks, and have fun, more fun. Not that I didn't have fun, but you know, when you're young, there's a lot more opportunities, I think, to have fun.
Another question in the chat box. How likely would it be for a high schooler to reach out to college professors for research opportunities?
I think it depends on the professor. Everybody personally is, has their own preferences, but I think it doesn't hurt. I think even if they say no, even if there's rejection, at least you can say you tried. And I think that's the biggest thing. Cause that shows that you're open, you know, the next time you want to do something, then you won't have as much apprehension. So I'd say just go for it. Yeah, definitely. Everybody has their own kind of issues, but the more you try, the more you'll succeed. That's the way I kind of think of things.
We have another question. What is one thing you wish you could have done in high school, but you didn't do?
One thing I wish I had done in high school. I think ask more girls out on dates. You know, I think I was still pretty like shy and apprehensive person, but goes back to what I was saying, like, be more open, don't be scared, take more chances. Like if I asked more girls, I think could have had more fun. But
would Tinder ever consider having a high school student as an intern, or do you guys do job shadowing?
I think from what I've heard from our hiring managers and other managers, I don't think we're looking at high school students, but we have had college interns, I think, like even freshmen and sophomores in college. So yeah, reach out when you guys are a little older.
And did you participate in any internships?
Yeah, I had some random internships. Not very relevant to my career. At NYU, I interned at a record label, a small record label. I got to meet some artists, it was cool. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I got to go to a lot of shows because of that internship. Got to go to a lot of concerts. I've also, I did some programming for, as an intern for, what's it called? It's this insurance company. I forget what it was called. Kind of a desk job. It was kind of a little bit boring, but, I did learn a lot from it. It was a summer internship. So, you know, I saw it as a, learning opportunity.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to be doing in your career 5 years from now?
5 years from now. If I'm very lucky, not working. I don't know. It's hard to tell the future. I mean, I'm happy where I am. What, like, for me, working in a place like Tinder is nice because it's not just like, you know, run of the mill like tech company. Like it's rewarding working here because, you know, we get stories about how, you know, people have met their significant other, people have met their wife or husband or partner on Tinder. And so those are the things that kind of like, make me proud to work at Tinder. So, you know, again, 5 years is a long time in tech. If I'm not at Tinder, hopefully I'm at another company that's doing kind of similar work, like that's touching, you know, affecting people's real lives. I'm happy being a manager right now. I feel like a lot of like you younger kids and are definitely more technical than me because like the field keeps changing. There's always new languages. There's always new technologies. And as you know, as you get older, you kind of not lose motivation to learn these new things. But there's just like, you know, once you start managing people, you start thinking about, you know, not just like the singular focus of like technology or something. There's all these other aspects that come into play. So I'm happy continuing on this career path. Hopefully, you know, Tinder will still be like a big part of the culture by then too.
Lastly, before we wrap up, is there anything else you would like us to know? Any details about your career pathway that got you to where you are today?
I think the biggest thing again is just be open to different experiences. I didn't plan on being, you know, a software engineer. I mentioned to you guys my degrees were math and computational linguistics. These are, you know, not necessarily strict, you know, didn't strictly prepare you for being, you know, an employee at a tech company. But they're, you know, they're experiences that helped me kind of shape who I am. And so, yeah, like, I think the one thing I'd like these guys to keep in mind is just be open to new experiences and trying new things. And then, you know, eventually you'll find your way. You'll find who you are and you'll find a job you like. Hopefully, I think that's the biggest thing. Like just enjoy what you do. If you don't enjoy it, then try and find something that you do like and that you can make a living off of.
Okay, so we do have class in a few minutes, but if there's are any other questions, you can put them in the chat box now or unmute yourself. But until then, I think we'll wrap up for now. So thank you all for coming. And thank you, Mr. Hungan, for speaking. This meeting is actually being recorded as well, like I mentioned earlier, and can be found on the College and Career website or the Career Chats website. So make sure to visit that, and a transcript will be posted up there soon. So thank you all for coming.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Elena, good job.
Thanks.
Great job. I thought, is everybody else gone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought your uncle did a really good job. I actually took... This is going to look crazy. I have 3 pages of notes. So I really wanted to, like, you know, understand what he shared about his background. I know we didn't have as many students as I would have liked. But it's recording anyway.
I'll stop that.